Welcome back to Madrid, everybody. We're at the Class 1A District State Qualifying Meet here for the boys and girls from West Fork and AGWSR from our area. We've got teams from all over Iowa, it seems like, some schools I've never even heard of. And we have a champion, our very first event. That results we got in was champion for AGWSR, and we have a sophomore for the Cougars. And we have Gracie Wagner. How are you doing, Gracie?
I'm doing pretty good.
What do you think about a championship here today to go to state?
I'm really excited. I've never done this before, so I'm nervous, but it's definitely, I'm just really excited.
Well, how confident were you coming in? I don't know if you had the top jump, but you were right up there. I think I said earlier maybe you were a dark horse, but you were kind of right there with the leaders coming in, weren't you?
Yeah, I was a little nervous at first just because I knew I couldn't jump what the top jumper was, but I just competed and, yeah, just came out here and did my best.
And you cleared 5 feet today?
Yes.
Is that your best?
Yes, I tied my PR.
Tied your PR, all right. So how high can you go? Have you done higher in practice?
No, I have not. I've only jumped five.
Okay, well, so you're peaking at the right time, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
So how many years have you done the high jump?
I did it my 7th and 8th grade year, and then I took a break my freshman year, and then I just started jumping again this year.
Have you changed any techniques? You learn anything new about the high jump?
Not really. I kind of just go and jump for it. Whatever my coaches tell me to do, I do it to fix it. But I just kind of go and jump.
Now, when I was watching you, did I see right? Do you come in? A lot of them were coming in from the right side. Did you come in from the left side, or did I not see you right?
No, I come in from the left side.
You do come in from the left side. Okay. Is that always been the case, or have you tried both?
No, it's always been the case.
Okay. Very good. So how high do you think you can go?
I'm hoping to jump 5'2 at state, but you never know what can happen, so...
Well, you never know. That's right. You get the adrenaline going, and you have other events, though. You're hoping to go to state in, too, right?
Yes. I'm about to run the 4-bay, and then I have the open 8.
Okay. Well, good luck to you. What other sports are you in at AGWSR?
I'm not in any. I just do track.
You just do solely track. Wow. And who are your parents?
Julie Smith and Tim Off.
All right. Well, great job today. I love seeing you out there, and congratulations. Good luck down in Des Moines.
Thank you so much.
All right. Gracie Wagner here with us on KLMJ here tonight in the girls' 3,000-meter run from AGWSR. Chloe Stillwell finished third in 12 minutes, 51 seconds. Don't know if that time will be good enough to get in as an at-large, but certainly we always hope so for our area athletes. Haley Smith for the Cougars was seventh in the girls' 3,000-meter run. And Autumn Schilling of West Fork was 14th in that particular event so far here in some of the distance runnings. And taking a look at the boys' 3,000-meter run, we have some results in now. The winning time was 10:32 by Alex Davis of Ankeny Christian. The best area performer was Aaron Erke of West Fork. He was 8th place in 11 minutes, 37 seconds. And then also from West Fork, Caden Graff finished in 13th place for the Warhawks. And we're right back with AGWSR, another state qualifier in the 4x800-meter relay. Before we go on this report, who do we have?
Tori Metzger.
And Tori, who are your parents?
Guy and Lene Metzger.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
And how did things go out in the track for in this 4x8?
They were really good. We started off really strong, and then Trevin helped us close the gap a little bit and got out in front. And I think Piper and I just kept the lead and executed, and it was really fun to watch.
You've been down to state before, haven't you?
I have, yes.
So looking forward to getting back there again?
Yes, I am. It's a really great place.
What other events do you have?
I have the DMAD 400 hurdles and 4x4.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, who else?
Trevin Smith.
And Trevin, you got some kudos from your teammate here. How did it go out there for you? You're able to get some things going? You made up some ground?
I would say it felt good, but, you know, it never really feels that great while you're doing it. But afterwards, it felt good. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of the effort I put out. But I couldn't do it without my teammates. You know, Gracie put me in a really great position before. And then just having Tori and Piper, trusting that if I just give it my best effort, they're going to also give theirs and put us in a good spot to finish. So, yeah.
You had a good season in this event?
Yes. We've kind of been on and off with who's been in it, switching people out. So this is the first time the four of us have run it together this season. But, yeah.
All right. Can you win it all down a state?
I think so. I mean, why go if you don't believe that you can win it, you know? I think we have the ability to do so.
And what other events are you in?
I'm in the distance medley, 4x2 and 4x4.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, and who are your parents?
Oh, Jill and Eric Smith.
Okay, and we're back here with Gracie Wagner. How are you?
Pretty good.
So every time I talk to you, you're out of breath, I think.
But yeah.
You're doing all right. How did that go for you? You led things off?
It went pretty good. I started off strong, trying to just give it my all and just stay with the group. And when I gave it to Trevin, she closed that gap. And then, like they've all said, Piper and Tori just, like, trusted us. And they just kept going with it and gave it their all.
All right. And so now you got two events going to stay. You're going to stay busy down there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck in the rest of yours.
Thank you so much.
All right. And who else?
I'm Piper Smith.
And who are your parents?
Levi and Amber Smith.
And you anchored things here today?
Yes, yep.
Have you anchored all year long?
Yeah.
And how'd it go out there? You felt pretty strong. You got the baton. Obviously, you had the lead already.
Yeah, I knew that. Well, actually, I really didn't know what our competition was going to be at the end of the race, so I made sure that with my length that I made sure that nobody else just passed me, and I made sure that the gap was still good. So.
And what other events are you in?
I'm in the open four, the 4x2, and the 4x4.
I know you have pretty high expectations here today.
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Have you run at state before?
Yes, we actually qualified, or we were runner up for the 4x8 last year and the year before. So.
All right, so you got your sights set high.
Yes.
All right, well, good luck and go get them.
Thank you.
All right, AGWSR 4x800 going on to the state track meet. That's going to do it for this report from Madrid. Dwayne Carstens here with Radio on the Go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can I get a picture before you?